Agreement for Law Enforcement Ballistic SWAT Vest, number 19024S. I have a letter dated February 28, 2019 from our county attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above agreement by and between Southern Uniform and Equipment, LLC, in Taney County for the purchase of 11 law enforcement ballistic SWAT vests for a total price of $28,387.26.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Southern Uniform and Equipment, LLC. File number 19-0024S.
Okay. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Jimmy. All right, we'll move back up to the agreement for radar signs. Number 19013S.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm looking.
No, Sheila, you looking at that?
Pardon? I just feel like it.
The agreement for radar signs?
There it is. There it is. I can't find the cover sheet.
I guess she needs to tell us what she wants to do.
Agreement for radar signs, number 19013S. I have a letter dated February 28, 2019 from our county attorney. He's reviewed the above referenced agreement by and between Radar Signs, LLC, and Taney County. The agreement provides for the purchase of 6 radar signs for a total price of $20,430.
I make a motion to approve the agreement for the radar signs. Radar Sign LLC, file number 19-0013-S.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Roadrunner Safety Services Incorporated in conditions for rental of traffic control devices, number 19-0022-RB.
What are these?
That's if we need to rent electronic sign or additional barricades. You know, if we have a flood event and need additional. We had one, but it's been a long time
since
we
utilized
it.
Okay.
And they wanted us to renew it or do a new one.
Gotcha.
Have you been finding it necessary to do that to rent them during the floods?
We're going to have to. We don't have any more.
Oh, we don't. Okay.
Ours all went bad and we purple there.
That was the one that they went for to some university in Arizona or something?
Well, yeah, a couple of them did.
We thought they'd go for like $600-$700 and they went for
$7,500.
Yeah.
I have a letter dated March 1st, 2019 from our county attorney, and He approves the terms and conditions as to form for the rental of traffic control devices, Roadrunner Safety Services Incorporated.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Roadrunner Safety Devices and Taney County. file number 22RV.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Huh?
I should say second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
On our attorney's letter, there's some things in that agreement that normally he does not recommend. And I want to know if the commission wants to seek. We want to accept it as it is. It says first, the paragraph titled Indemnity Hold Harmless Damages. The last sentence provides that customers agrees to defend, indemnify, and hold Roadrunner harmless from and against any liability. And he says for injuries or death to persons or damage to property arising out of the use or maintenance. He said typically he does not recommend the leak.
Yeah, for sure.
And he had, on the second paragraph, he had a concern. Where it maintains the county on the insurance, including liability and public liability and so forth. It says it also requires the county to name Roadrunner as a payee and additional insured. I don't know if that's something we want to look at.
You want to hold off on that and see if he can?
I know when you rent equipment and that you have to provide them with something from your insurance showing that it would be covered. And we've done that in the past.
He said particularly that first part that I mentioned, he had a concern.
Yeah,
I can see it if you set a sign too close to the road and you don't put your cones around it. You know, you're setting yourself up for liability. But typically, we put them far enough off the road that the cones.
I'd probably be more comfortable if we had a discussion with the attorney to see that he's in full agreement.
Yeah. We'll
table this.
Well,
we've got
go ahead and call the vote.
Okay, all in favor? All opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Nay. Motion carries.
Is it next week that the class is going to be
here? Yes. 18th.
Talk to me.
Well, next week, I think it's the 18th.
Oh, it's a week from...
2 weeks from today?
I think so.
You talk to him on that?
Yeah. Can I get a copy of it?
Yes, sir.
Or just email me a copy of it.
What is the...
I've highlighted for you.
What is that? Oh, you can't just give that to him.
I can't.
No.
He wanted to email it to him.
You can't just email it to him.
Just copy that paragraph out and give
no,
it
to him. No, we just need to... We can discuss it.
Give his approval of two of you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We need that. To...
Okay, I have to have approval of two of you, so... I'll copy that out and... Basically, if that's all right.
I just talked to Travis about it. I'm sure he can relay the same information.
I'll write it down on my list.
It's a legal opinion, so we can't. We have to vote to. I think. So I'd rather err on the side of caution than just give it out. Even though a lot of it was already read.
Agreement for Massey Ferguson Tractor number 19025RB. We have a letter dated March 28, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference agreement by and between Diamond Mowers and Taney County. The agreement provides for the purchase of a Massey Ferguson Tractor. MF 5710, cradle boom and rotary and related equipment. as well as a 2-year warranty and extended warranty. This purchase is made pursuant to a cooperative purchasing contract from Sourcewell contract number 05-2417-DMM. And he approves it to form.
Make a motion to approve the agreement between Massacres and Tractor Diamond Mowers, file number 19025RB.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The extended repair coverage one, is that the
John Deere? That's the waste handler. Okay. That's the transfer.
Application for extended repair coverage, number 19023RB. It's an application for extended repair coverage, John Deere. File number 19023RB. Our attorney's letter dated March 1st, 2019. He's reviewed the above reference application for extended repair coverage by and between John Deere and Taney County. The application provides for full machine coverage of an additional 60 months and 5,000 hours on the model 644K wheel loader. Cost of the coverage is not to exceed $5,500.
When it says an additional, that actually begins from the time of purchase, doesn't it?
Well, it would begin at the time of the expiration of the original warranty.
Is that correct? Because they started from this time, so if it says additional 5 years, it really turns out to be four, but that's just standard.
Our hours will reach the limit before the 5 years.
The hours will?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
that's 2,300 and some odd hours now, and that would be up to 5,000 hours.
Okay.
Or 5 years.
Okay. He approves the application as to form.
Make a motion to approve the application for extended repair coverage on the John Deere, file number 19023RB.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll be in recess till 10 o'clock, and we'll be upstairs for Road and Bridge Transfer Station Roundtable Discussion in our conference room. We'll be in recess.